Father, we thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We honor you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. You are God and you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O God. We honor you. You are God and you are God forever. We exalt you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. We return all glory unto you. We lift up our voice. We lift up our heart unto you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the peace that you have given to us, for joy. Lord, we exalt you, for blessing. Father, we thank you for your mercy that endures forever over our lives. We honor you, Lord. Thank you, righteous Father. And Lord, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 24th of November, 2025. This week is the last week of the month of November. I want you to bless the name of the Lord, for hitherto the Lord accept us, and he will still continue to help us. Give glory unto him for his mercy. Thank him because just like yesterday, we started this year 2025. And here we are today, 24th of November, 2025. A lot has happened, but all glory unto the name of the Lord. And I want you to stand on the word of the Lord and speak concerning this week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord upon this day, on this week. In the name of Jesus, oh, every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to be scattered in the name of Jesus. This week, I speak the goodness of God into you. Every single day in this week, I speak the favor of the Lord into you in the name of Jesus. I break every evil pattern over my life in the name of Jesus. Every design pattern over my life, patterns of sickness, of sorrow, of evil events, of delay, I break you over my life in the name of Jesus. This day, this week, in the name of Jesus, all you will deliver to me is blessing. All you will yield for me is the provision of God for me in you, in the name of Jesus. Evil traffic is taken out of my way, in the name of Jesus. I speak into manifestation the favor of the Lord upon my life, in the name of Jesus. I take over this week, in the name of Jesus. I command every wicked voice that speaks before me, hey, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be silent. In the name of Jesus, every evil voice that speaks evil continually, either accidentally or intentionally, I command you to be silent, and your words are make of no effect. In the name of Jesus, every mouth that is speaking evil continuously and constantly over me, in the name of Jesus, I declare that your voice is taken away from you. I condemn your mouth. Your evil words betray you and turn unto you, and your evil words will follow you all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus, this new week, I align you with my prophetic destiny. I align you with the prophetic provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, this day, every day in this week, in the name of Jesus, you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to system, to structure, to nature, you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand by the word of the Lord. The scripture says, a fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about him. In the name of Jesus, I release the fire of the Lord ahead of me as I go into this week. Let every hindrance be burnt off. Let every hindrance be removed. In the name of Jesus, every coming together that is not of God, every words that has been spoken coming together that is not of God, you are scattered in the name of Jesus. Evil words that has been spoken ahead into this week, I render you powerless. I render you of no effect over my day, over my week, in the name of Jesus. Any form of delay in this week, you are removed in the name of Jesus. I declare that my door is open. My gate of blessing is open in the name of Jesus. I declare today I am exempted from any form of evil that flows in this day, that will flow in this week. I am exempted. My household is exempted in the name of Jesus. I declare that today I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the traps of the enemy. I declare in the name of Jesus, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They will bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I claim the reality of this word in my life as I step out today. In the name of Jesus, I receive prophetic assistance and I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my protector. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. I raise up the banner of the Lord over me as I go this week. In the name of Jesus, I reverse evil words over me. I reverse every evil word spoken over my life in the name of Jesus. I cancel every demonic exchange from the dream to the physical. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic exchange over my life this week, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare that in the name of Jesus, all that surrounds me this week will work in my favor. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I am not frustrated, I am favored. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am not frustrated. The joy of the Lord is my strength. In the name of Jesus, oh, I cancel any appointment with evil, any appointment that this week is as made with any evil concerning me. I cancel such appointment in the name of Jesus. Any appointment with tragedy, appointment with accident is canceled by the blood of Jesus. Any weapon that is planted into this week to stand against me, you will not prosper in the name of Jesus. My day is blessed. My week is blessed. My Monday is blessed. My Tuesday is blessed. My Wednesday is blessed. My Thursday is blessed. My Friday is blessed. My Saturday is blessed. My Sunday is blessed. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up my voice and I pray that there will be peace in this nation in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of our program that will be coming up this week, Thursday, by the grace of God. This week, Thursday, by 12 noon. This week, Thursday, the title of the program is His Presence. Come and understand why you need the presence of God. Come before the presence of the Lord and receive joy, liberty, joy, peace forever. The program is going to start by 12 noon on Thursday by the grace of God. 12 noon at the same venue, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena at Ijokudo Junction, Songo, Eleyele Road. The Lord bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. And before I take the declaration for you as you go this Monday, I want you to pray for this nation, that the hand of the Lord be upon this nation in the name of Jesus, that the Lord will arise and scatter every evil plan to destabilize Nigeria, every plan of the evil one to take peace away from this nation, that the Lord will scatter them, the Lord will expose them, the Lord will render them useless, He will render them powerless in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that the Lord will arise and fight for us in this nation. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will arise and fight for the cause of the innocence, the cause of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, that the peace of the Lord will reign in this nation. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pray that we take Nigeria for the Lord, that the peace of the Lord will reign, the government and its people, the land and all its wealth, that the peace of the Lord will reign in this nation. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Beloved, if it is a minute, 2 minutes, take it out anytime and pray. I know what we see every day on the internet is disheartening, but beloved, be not discouraged, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Take courage and let us pray. Let us pray and speak to the Lord, that the Lord will arise and he will fight for the cause of the gospel, that the Lord will arise and fight for the peace of this nation. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm going to bless you from our anchor scripture for the month of November. As you go today, remember, our anchor scripture is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 2 and verse 3. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gate of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, will call you by your name. I am the God of Israel. I declare the establishment of God's word upon your life in the name of Jesus. This word is established in your life in the name of Jesus. This word becomes your reality. It becomes a blessing to you. It becomes an inheritance for your generation in the name of Jesus. I declare a complete expression of God's provision for you this week in the name of Jesus. The Lord go before you this week. The Lord fight for you in the name of Jesus. The Lord show himself strong on your behalf in the name of Jesus. Everywhere, anywhere you stand, the mercy of the Lord stand for you. The mercy of the Lord stand before you. The mercy of the Lord stand with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, generational hindrance is removed from you in the name of Jesus. I declare the Lord remove every cycle of demonic events in your life. The Lord cancel every cycle of demonic events in your life in the name of Jesus. Any symbol of demonic occurrence in your life, the Lord remove them in the name of Jesus. They are removed by the blood of Jesus. Any symbol that marks the appearance of demonic shadow in your life, they are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare that generational hindrance is removed from your life in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, whatever has been stopping you today, in the name of Jesus, their tenor is over. You become unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Oh, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The Lord is for you. No man can stand against you. They've been stopping you before, but now you become unstoppable. For the grace of the Lord is upon you. The presence of the Lord is with you. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon your portion in the name of Jesus. Today, I bless you with a blessing from the presence of God. You are blessed in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord grant you access to his resources in the name of Jesus. The Lord grant you access to his provision for you this week in the name of Jesus. By the Spirit of the Lord, you gain sight and insight into the divine provision of God for you and your household, even and for your generation. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life that you walk in the full expression of joy this week. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. In the name of Jesus, you are not depressed. For the joy of the Lord is fully expressed in your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you walk in the full expression of the peace of the Lord. For he is the Lord that gives you peace that passes all human understanding. In the name of Jesus. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You are not depressed. You are not frustrated. The grace of the Lord is upon your life. The works of your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you are stepping out, the Lord go with you. The presence of the Lord is with you. The Lord give you joy. The Lord give you peace in the name of Jesus. The Lord go with you in the name of Jesus. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not fear evil, for the Lord is with you, for his staff and his rod, they comfort you. As you go, the Lord prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Oh, the Lord anoints your head with oil and your cup runs over. I declare over you that the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you again of our program that is coming up this week, Thursday, by 12 noon, by God's grace. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Two things. Number one, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself. Prophecies that are given in the scripture that speaks about the coming of the Lord, they are being fulfilled right now, right here in our presence. Prepare for the coming of the Lord. Give your life to him. Listen, coming to Jesus, he will give you peace and joy. He will give you peace and joy. Joy that cannot be described. It will take away your burden. It will replace your sorrow with joy. It will replace your storm with peace. So much more that even in the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for you know that the Lord is with you. This is the confidence that we have in him, that whenever we call upon him, he answers us. Come and enjoy this grace with us and give your life to him. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. The second thing, remember to pray for Nigeria. Pray for missionary. Pray for the people of God. Pray for every region in this nation, that the hand of the Lord will be upon this nation in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.